Let the green gum leaves burn. It's time to spiritually heal my hurt. Let the smoke soak into my aura. My ancient ancestors arrive right on time. I recognize I'm a Yorta Yorta.
Meet Brady Jones, a proud Yorta Yorta musician and spoken word artist from Shepparton, Victoria. This is him performing his piece, Let the Green Gum Leaves Burn.
I'm in the dark, standing on the banks of the mighty Dungala waters, surrounded by my people, surrounded by warriors. They form a circle around the fire. In that moment, I feel their power. I feel like a fighter. In that moment, it's like they're exhaling all my doubt, making me inhale everything I should have known about. How to hunt, how to track something that I want and run it down.
Music has helped Brady connect back to his culture, and now he wants to share that with others.
It feels like home, and like I always say, through culture, it builds character and it builds confidence. And through the music, yeah, I've been able to connect back with my people, my community, and empower not only myself, but try to empower my people as well and the younger ones, because they're the future to our culture as well, you know.
Brady performs under the stage name Bricky B, a reference to his day job as a bricklayer. However, the name also has a deeper meaning.
Everyone doesn't really know what Bricky B actually means, but it means Brady represents Indigenous culture, knowledge, Yorta Yorta base. If we can't see it, we can't be it. Well, if we haven't got our own people in positions of power, well, what are we meant to inspire to? So we can't see it, we can't be it. While they're there, we can see it.
Brady's daughter, Shaniqua AJ, is following in his footsteps. At just 16, she's a talented musician in her own right.
When I think about it, I get a bit emotional, you know. But yeah, I'm very, very proud of Shaniqua. She's definitely stepped into her own element, and she just goes away and writes her own stuff, and she comes back to me and I'll give her a bit of feedback. But at the end of the day, she does all that by herself.
Now it's like I'm in deep, deep hypnosis, and I'm just drifting closer to my culture. It's such a trip. I look across the fire to take a glimpse. They're starting to shake their legs and move their feet. They're starting to chant an ancient lingo to welcome a chief. A language so foreign to me. A language these days my people hardly ever speak. But I focus, I listen closely to hear them speak. Yakum na mula na gambina. Yakum na mula na gambina. Family spirit rise. Family spirit rise. As they put their hands high towards the night skies, the full moon and the stars shine. I feel my body move. I feel my soul soothed. I feel my heart and my mind get energized. I feel a strong, powerful vibe resonating from an ancient time. They tell me I share the same bloodline, a long line of leaders, hunters and believers, survivors of the meanest, the people who walked this land for eons. The chief says, give us your hand, brother. Be proud, brother. We protect you. We your cover. We love you. You're a spirited one. Mulana. Mulana.